And we are joined on the phone now by NewsHour special correspondent Reza Sayah in Tehran. Reza, what's the atmosphere on the ground right now? Are people bracing for escalation? Are they trying to carry on with some sense of normalcy?
Well, it's been relatively quiet today here in Tehran. This is day 20 of this war. Almost every day, Tehran has been bombed. We've often seen and heard, sometimes felt the bombings and the shock waves that follow. But the past 2 days have been relatively quiet here, with the exception of what sounded like some anti-aircraft fire a couple of times tonight. And the streets have been quiet, too. Over the past 3 weeks, my guess is millions have left the capital. Many of them are obviously exhausted and scared and don't feel safe. There is a heavy security presence in the streets, including uniformed military personnel with weapons visible, who stand guard at major intersections and squares. And every night at some of those squares, you have pro-government rallies where you have people come out and show their support, and that's something the government here is pushing for.
And how are people reacting to the targeted killings of senior leaders there?
Obviously, Tehran has had some of its most senior leaders taken out in this war, including the supreme leader, including the head of the Revolutionary Guard, and this week the most senior security advisor in Ali Larijani. But their approach has been next man up. Their message has been that we mourn the loss and move on to keep fighting. They say they've been prepared for this, and they have several layers of individuals ready to replace leaders. And so far, at least, no sign that the loss of these leaders has been fatal for the government.
Here in the U.S., the growing question seems to be how and when does this end? What are people there saying about whether there's an off-ramp in sight?
Yeah, it's impossible to say when this war is going to end. Obviously, it ends when the two sides connect, talk, and agree to end this with some sort of agreement. What's noteworthy is Tehran's position. Their message, both from military and political officials, has been consistent, and that is, this war was imposed on us. We didn't start this war, but now that it started, we're going to fight and exact the cost on Washington. And their message is, this war is going to end when they receive a guarantee that they will not be attacked again. So it's a message that's designed to project strength and stability. And I think the longer this war drags on, the more confident Tehran will be that it will survive this.
And Reza, as you well know, this moment coincides with both Eid al-Fitr and Nowruz, typically major celebrations there. How are those holidays being observed this year, and what does that tell you about the public mood?
Yeah, they're being observed with big challenges, obviously. This is a rare occasion where you have these two holidays coincide. These are holidays where families get together with their new spring clothes, exchange gifts, and enjoy feasts and festivities together. But obviously, things are going to be different this year, and you see it in the streets. I think many people are going to make an effort to make these mark these holidays at home with their families. But with so many people worried about this war, it's going to be very, very hard to celebrate.
Reza Sayah, NewsHour special correspondent, reporting for us from Tehran. Reza, thank you.
Thank you.